Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Well, my trip to Iowa City wasn't great.
Yeah, I don't think anybody watching the Iowa Women yesterday is very happy today.
No.
This is what Florida felt like, I guess.
That's exactly what the woman behind me said as we were walking back to our car, which I think we parked somewhere in Solon.
Yeah. Just a quick hop, skip, and a jump.
I mean, we got there an hour and a half before the game, and it was still overflow parking, which was great. I mean, Hawkeye fans came out. But I looked around. I'm like, this is why they don't do, you know, basketball during the day on a Monday.
Yep.
Or football games on a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
The business community of Iowa City, the hospital.
Yeah.
It's just, it takes over campus.
Of course.
As it should, right?
Yes.
They're there Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
But either way, it's just, yeah, it just never quite got going, you know?
I know. It just
spits and sputters.
Well,
so that one's done. We move on to the men, both Iowa and Iowa State. That's all we can do.
Keep our eyes on the screens.
Now, there, I read a really good article. Mike Halas, who wrote for the Gazette for a long time, writes for a Hawkeye blog now. And his parting lines were, this team was not projected to be where they ended up.
Yeah.
So you got better than you expected.
Mm-hmm.
You should be happy.
Yep.
And just get ready because the cupboard's loaded. Which is a good way to look at it.
The cupboard is loaded?
The cupboard is loaded.
Oh, I like
yes,
that.
Yes. There's.
That's what I miss most of the game. And I heard a lot of the analysis afterwards. And it's like, you know what? Yeah, we have a lot of young players. And this team is just growing. This is like, these are building years. And
yeah. I didn't know Chit-Chat. I think it's only a sophomore.
Yeah.
We have two more years with her alone.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had these great stories with Hannah Stuhlke. And didn't quite, I think, get to the level we wanted her to this year.
Yeah.
Fearbach, she's also a senior. So it was like
Kylie,
those
yep.
also those sad moments, like it's the last time you're going to play. You're leaving your last game on your home court is a loss,
yeah.
which is too bad.
Not how you want to leave your
no.
home court. Yeah.
No.
I know.
But as you
tough.
Can hear, I silently screamed.
I was going to comment on your voice.
My voice is mostly back.
A lot better than it was
Thank
yesterday.
You. Yes.
So way to be responsible at the game.
A lot of silent screaming.
Yeah.
There was a moment where I got up, grabbed a pop, came back, and we scored or stole something. And I was like sitting in a temp seat waiting, like I didn't want to get in front of people.
Uh-huh.
And it had been empty. I stayed there the rest of the game because we thought that was the lucky seat, which it worked for the most part. And then every once in a while, like, maybe not. Maybe I should move again.
Ah, darn it. I got to find the luck.
I got to find the lucky seat.
Dang
somewhere
it.
In this arena.
That's a lot of responsibility when the luck is all on you, Eric.
Well, between my clothes.
What do I wear?
What
Where
do I wear?
Sit?
Did as you told me yesterday, I didn't realize I could wash the luck off, which high probability
oh,
I did.
Oh, you washed the clothes?
I washed the luck off. Ugh. That's fine.
Next time you don't wash those clothes. Actually, no, what am I saying?
What are you saying?
Wash the clothes.
Always wash the clothes.
Always wash the clothes.
Ah.
Thank you very much. And imagine you walk into a public restroom. You have your choice of stalls. Which one do you gravitate towards?
Am I sitting or standing?
You're sitting.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's like four. Let's say there's four, and there's one closest to the door, and then one further away.
Furthest from the door.
The furthest from
yes,
the door.
I want a solid wall at least on one side of me.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong. That answer is wrong. And that is what most people will pick. Most people say that they would pick stall number five. If
well,
there were five
minute.
Stalls.
Are you asking me or are you telling me, are you saying there's a better one to pick?
There's a better one to pick.
Okay.
Because
most people gravitate to the last one.
Most people will use that one.
So
that
you're
is
telling
the
me
most
that's the
used.
Dirtiest. Okay.
It's the dirtiest. It's the germiest. It's the most covered in bacteria.
Do I want the one closest to the exit?
Yeah. The number one stall. The one that everybody goes past.
It feels the most exposed.
I agree.
Because usually, at least in my bathrooms, that's the one that is next to the wall of urinals.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. At least in my bathroom, the way my bathrooms
work. Well, you don't have those.
No, we don't.
So... Because then that way, there's just this sensation like there's another human right next to me. And for some reason, they feel closer.
Yes.
Than the rest of the stalls do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
But for health reasons, I should be taking that one.
Yeah. According to then like they've done this on MythBusters. Like they look at, even if it all looks clean, there's more bacteria buildup on that fifth
that
stall.
That makes total sense.
Just because more people are gravitating towards it.
Feels like it has more privacy. Even though it doesn't.
It's not. It's not private because we're all using it, even if they're not there. Their bacteria's there.
Yeah.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I know I brought it up yesterday, and I'm still reeling from my day with grilled cheese.
I was supposed to go, but then we had these basketball tickets, so producer Ben was the hand.
I was glad that I was not you, because choosing between basketball and grilled
you
cheese.
You chose wisely.
Ah, man, that's... Okay, knowing what you know now, maybe.
Yeah, hindsight, you chose perfectly.
But the FCCLA State Convention is in town, downtown Cedar Rapids, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Cedar Rapids Convention Complex. And they've got all of the students there, and they're competing, they're participating in a lot of different competitions. Just walking into the convention space alone, you see a bunch of decorated cakes. And I believe... bees or
oh
honey.
I forgot about the cakes last year.
Yeah, there, and producer Ben got all excited. I had to hold him back because he had one finger out and he was going to taste the frosting.
He's
like, no,
don't they spray that?
Yeah,
with
an
epoxy.
Shellacked.
Yes.
those cakes have been decorated and they are for display only. They're not for eating, Ben. But they're beautifully decorated, and there's this like honeybee theme or honeycomb. They're just really cool cakes. They went all out on that. And then, of course, we were there for the big grilled cheese competition.
Yeah.
Students, nine students, grades 5 through 12.
Wow.
Yeah. So they started with like a 5th grade through 8th grade and then moved on for 9th and 10th and then 11th and 12th graders, all competing, just 3 contestants in each age bracket with the best of the best sandwiches that they've been competing at a district level and now they're bringing to the state level. It was... you know, it's their state competition. They're from across towns in Iowa I frankly never heard of. But we're all gathered there watching them cook the sandwich live in front of us.
And they get like a chef mentor with them.
Yes.
Right? Which is, that's what I remember from last year.
One of the chefs from Kirkwood was there watching that, giving them a little advice. You know, yeah, you go ahead and flip it. Or, hey, why don't you just leave it for just a second because you want that cheese to melt as well. So it was really nice to see them kind of growing and exploring as young chefs as well.
Sounds like the perfect afternoon.
It was. I just have one little moment.
A note?
One note. In our introduction, there seems to have been some sort of confusion because you were there. You were supposed to be there.
Right.
But producer Ben was there on your behalf. And somehow in that shuffle, producer Ben's name gets used. And then my name... was actually your name. So
what?
It was Eric and producer Ben from Z102.9. Not my name. Say my name. Everyone was around.
Would you have preferred he called you baby, I love you?
No, that'd be inappropriate. That would be totally inappropriate. But
he know it was Travis. He knows you.
No, it was somebody else.
Oh, it was somebody else.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No, it was somebody else doing the hosting.
But it wasn't written down.
Well, I thought it would have been. I was wrong.
Did he get the other names wrong too?
Yeah. I mean, producer Ben. Producer Ben got
Ben
the mention.
Okay, Ben
got the mention. So, shout out to producer Ben.
Awesome. Well, good. Now you got me worried. I get to the pleasure of emceeing an event today called Fostering Strength. This is...
That's it? You just stopped her in the middle? I'm sorry. Cher is a goddess.
Part of the reason is the song is a bit of a breakup and it didn't quite fit.
Oh, okay.
If you want to hear more, I'll play more.
I always want to hear more Cher. Are you kidding me?
Actually, this works.
Part, I can make this work.
No, I can make this work. Part of the mission of Junior League of Cedar Rapids is helping foster children once they age out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm strong enough to live without you.
Actually, yes.
And one of the cool things they do is this suitcase program. We've talked about this before.
Yes, such a cool program.
When you, and I forget if it's 18 or 20 or 21, it's like Thursday you were 20 and Friday you're 21. Bye.
Happy birthday and goodbye.
You have to leave the system. And so what Junior League of Cedar Rapids does, among many other projects in our community, is they make sure that those leaving foster care have a suitcase of what they need to basically live in. Like, think about the day you went to your dorm in college.
Right.
All of that's ready for you.
Amazing.
Which is awesome. The other cool thing, and this has been a project going on behind the scenes for the last couple of years, is working with Foundation 2 in their new space downtown in the Whitwer building.
Mm-hmm.
There is now a commercial grade kitchen. So some of these students can go, they do two hot meals a couple of Thursdays a month, and it gets them together. They can talk about life skills. A hot meal is provided. They always do highs and lows, so they can kind of see how their days are going. That kit, they've been bouncing around to different kitchens for the last couple of years. They now have a permanent home for that.
Aw.
So all of this is a big celebratory lunch that I get to co-MC with Shannon Hansen.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The
Mr. and Mrs.
Double
I
Hansen
know.
Power.
It's a two for one.
Wow.
Yeah. And we are going to, we have a way that we are going to celebrate that kitchen on stage. Together, we're going to cook. We're going to do a cooking demonstration.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Looking forward to it.
She taking the lead on that one?
Because she's strong enough.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B-102.9.
Why does CNN have to show the Iowa game?
You know what, CNN? Turn it off.
Footage.
Go do news.
Well, I turned off the women's bracket. I'm still in on the men's bracket.
Yeah.
And I'm also in on the early bird versus night owl bracket.
Oh, you can't look away from this action.
No, this is fun.
We are trying to figure out what is the best of the best, the things that you love about the morning. And then Jaden at night, she's running her side of the bracket where it's the best of the best of the things that you love about being a night owl.
So yesterday on your bracket was breakfast cereal taking on a cup of coffee. And as we were noticing as the day was kind of winding down, cup of coffee was in a clear lead. So cup of coffee is clearly moving on. Now the question is, who will cup of coffee face in the next matchup? Will it be bacon or sunrise?
Oh, this is a tough one because, you know, you have the beauty and the majesty of the sun coming up. And it depends the colors that can be created. But then bacon, as I always say, it is the candy of meats.
Can I just point out, early birds, you're not an early bird if there's not a sunrise, right?
That's true.
You have to have said sunrise to be an early bird. So
he's talking sense, people.
Well, when I approach these, you got to approach them with a little sense of logic, right? It's head versus heart. Because if it's all heart, it's all bacon all the way.
Right.
You know, I don't know what I love more, the taste of bacon or walking into a home where bacon is cooking or has been cooked.
And you're about to eat it.
And you just go, that's bacon.
That is exactly what you say.
You do every time.
I walk into the room.
I go, that's bacon.
It's just like that dog in the Beggin' Strips commercials.
Bacon!
Bacon! I love bacon, I love you. I love bacon, I love you.
So every time I see another matchup, I'm like, this is going to be busy. It's going to be hard. And now I look at this one, I'm like, that's bacon!
You got to help us out, though, because we've got to make some tough calls here. Would you choose bacon to move on in this tournament or sunrise? You can vote right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Linn County Board of Supervisors unanimously approving new rules to regulate gas-fired power plants. Alliant Energy is planning to build a facility in unincorporated Linn County near Fairfax. The new requirements for gas-fired electric generating facilities would include setback requirements, noise limits, road use agreements. Hundreds of people, though, did speak out against the project proposed for Morgan Valley Energy Center. Alliant Energy still needs to be approved, the project itself, including reviews by the Iowa Utilities Commission and also local authorization. Big announcement yesterday from the Iowa State Fair. Check out this lineup. That's En Vogue.
Yeah.
Also, TLC and TLC Salt and Pepper En Vogue announced as the next Iowa State Fair show. The powerhouse lineup is on tour under the It's Iconic tour name. They'll be there Tuesday, August the 18th. TLC and En Vogue, never ever been at the fair before. Salt and Pepper last there 2017. Tickets on sale 10 o'clock Thursday. Remember, you always have to buy fair admission. And buy tickets for the State Fair big concerts through the State Fair website. Cannot emphasize that enough.
Yes.
We still have three dates, though. Monday the 17th, Friday the 21st, and Saturday the 22nd.
Those are some big dates.
Have not been announced.
The caliber of this, I mean, this is a huge announcement. So
yes.
I can't wait to see what else is in the pipeline.
I have to presume there are either other major tours that are just not announced nationwide and that deal's already been struck. I don't think they're actively searching right now. I think they've got things.
It's just waiting for the right time to make that announcement.
Registration for the 36th annual Especially For You Race Against Breast Cancer opens up April 1st.
Oh, coming
so
right up.
So about 7 days away at especiallyifyourace.org. This year, Sunday, October the 4th. Last year, 16,682 people. That was a record. Took part in the race. Since its inception, the fund that this helps support has helped nearly 15,300 people access more than 44,000 essential services, something as basic as a mammogram. The online poll is officially closed for this year's t-shirt color.
What is it?
That color is wild plum.
I knew it. Okay.
We wanted plum or black. Green wasn't working.
Green was not for me.
Yeah.
I didn't think green had a shot. Sorry, green. But this wild plum, I accept.
It looked great.
It's going to look amazing.
So that's the official color. Everything you need to know as far as registration, packet, pickup, all of that, especially for yourace.org.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Let's start with the sad news first. Kelly Osbourne has reportedly split with her fiancé, Sid Wilson. They have ended their engagement sometime within the last month, and I don't know why this feels so deeply personal.
She's, in my world, an adopted Iowan now.
Yes!
And didn't she do some social media, like, I love having tractors and being out on the farm?
Yes, and here she was at, like, some sort of local ice cream establishment. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Feel like we're losing her.
It does feel like that a lot. They were last pictured together at the Grammys in February, which was not that long ago. But Kelly and Sid have decided to call off their engagement. Kelly's been struggling following the loss of her father. The grieving process has been incredibly difficult, and she's been doing everything that she can to cope. She and Sid were facing some challenges in the relationship for some time prior to Ozzy's death.
And he's a member of Slipknot, correct?
That's right.
So yes. We also don't know from a scheduling standpoint, what does the summer look like?
I don't know.
Maybe he's not going to be around.
Exactly. Yeah, how much time have they been spending together? But things in their relationship were not as they appeared, according to some sources. They were trying to make it work, particularly for the sake of their child, but ultimately decided that separating was the best option forward.
You didn't say divorce. You said separate.
Separating. They weren't married yet.
Oh, dang it.
I'm like...
But you're not saying break up. You're just saying separate. Maybe there's a chance they reunite.
I know. I'm hoping for Iowa's sake, I want them to stay together. Please.
A divided house cannot stand.
But you know what? The kid could still be raised in Iowa.
True that.
That's true. That's very true. Okay. We're never going to see this most recent season of The Bachelorette featuring Taylor Frankie Paul. TMZ is reporting, though, that there was a one-on-one date with a contestant. His name is Casey Hucks. And he actually asked her about the 2023 domestic violence arrest that was on her record. It had made news, but there was no video. The video just recently got released last week. She did not take it well, according to a source. She went into a full-fledged meltdown, stormed off the set, didn't want to talk to him anymore, didn't appreciate it.
That's marriage material right there, guys.
I am wondering how... I'm like, how did this happen? How did she get fast-tracked to be the Bachelorette? It makes total sense from a marketing standpoint.
You want drama.
Yes. And you've got this property, the Mormon Wives, which is like, gaining a lot of momentum.
ABC is trying to Marvel Universe ABC.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I think the problem, though, is, and I don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette nearly enough before I say this, have they ever had a villain Bachelorette before? Like a character from... who already has some baggage coming in. Again, it's all about selling shampoo and cars and bringing in eyeballs, right? That's they don't care about love
right.
at all.
Right. It's
they
business.
Want this. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And she brought the drama for sure.
But now that we know much. It's like domestic abuse and there was a kid in the room in one of the other videos.
Yeah.
How dare you, ABC?
I can't believe they moved forward with it in the beginning. Like, what was the vetting process? Come on, guys. Come on. We got a look, though, at Moana. The live-action version dropped yesterday, and they're trying to make it resemble the animated movie as much as possible, but we got our first full-fledged look at Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Maui.
So I've noticed they do two versions of these. They do, like, Cruella de Vil and Maleficent. It's more like a retelling of how they became bad.
Yes.
But when they do these live-action remakes, it is almost... shot for shot.
Yes.
And that started with The Lion King.
Uh-huh.
That was all done in a computer world, and I don't know how much of this is live action versus, like, well,
there's a little bit
CGI. Some of it has to be.
Yeah, some of them has to be. The CGI creatures that Moana's going to meet along the way, a lot of that is just, you know, so spectacular and unbelievable
yes.
that, yeah, that none of that
you
is
can't
real.
Really move water in real life.
No, you cannot. Yeah, water can't be a character. But you get to see them in their, you know, how they're going to be costumed. The Rock is wearing a muscle suit, and he is already a muscular man. I was surprised that he was wearing fake muscles.
Well, you've got it. He's still a caricature of, right, like, you build him up, but
right.
You still got to build him up a little bit more. It's kind of like the mascot yesterday from Virginia.
Musclier?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, that's Maui. He's a god. Or semi-god, right?
Demigod.
Demigod, that's
yeah.
it. So he's got demi more muscles.
And
look at them muscles on demigod.
Got them muscles and them hairs. I'm like, whoa, that is a completely...
And them tattoos, too.
Them moving tattoos. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Have you officially taken your winter clothes and put them away and got out your spring clothes?
No. And I need to do it because I've been scared ever since we put the snowblower away.
Yeah.
It's like we caused that little snow blast of last week.
Shannon and I both tempted fate. I got her a car detailing package for Christmas 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
We finally cashed it in and we're like, hey, if you still take this coupon, we'll have you do two cars, we'll pay you double.
Huh?
So we got our cars detailed and now it's like, I'm ready for spring. It's
yes.
like that spring cleaning moment
that
has kind of taken over. Yes.
Oh, I'm mindset wise, I'm there. I was going through my daughter's closet. I'm like, oh, we don't need this. We don't need this. We don't need this. You know, there's just that feeling for spring that like, we just need to get a little bit of the clutter out of here and get things ready for a new, fresher season.
Now imagine, if you will, you take that mentality and you apply it to the morning scramble.
The morning scramble, we're doing a little bit of spring cleaning and we want to know, what should we keep this or should we toss this?
We're going on year number 9 of this thing. Is that right?
That
8
sounds,
or 9.
You know what? Math.
If I was standing at the birthday card section for kids, I'd get a 7, an 8, and a 9 card because I don't know how old we are.
Just to cover all your bases.
But I do know that we love what we do and we know people love what we do. But every once in a while, sometimes it's out with the old, in with the new. But that's where you come in because I think we're a little too close to it.
Right.
Right. We're inside the jar.
Sometimes things are a little too precious to the morning scramble.
Yeah.
So we thought we would get your opinion. We're putting together a focus group.
Legit. Like, come to the radio station, 90 minutes, a lot of sitting in a room, sharing your opinions. We're going to be in for part of it. We're going to leave the room for part
mm-hmm.
of it. Just got to hear it out, have it out. If you could take this show, tweak more of what you love, maybe let us know what you don't like. That's going to help shape the rest of this year and morning scramble in the future.
We want to hear it. The good, the bad, the ugly. If you're interested in participating, we actually have a form that you can fill out.
Yeah, I bring this up a lot. The fact that you and I both have theater backgrounds, I think helps because we like critique. We are always constantly trying to make things.
Crave notes.
We want notes. We want feedback. So if you want to be part of our focus group, there's a couple of preliminary questions and all you have to do is fill out a very quick form. Go to our website, kzia.com.
It's or the Z102.9 app.
On the app as well. Yep, it's right there. You will see it. We called it Morning Scramble Spring Cleaning Focus Group. Click on that, fill out the form. We will get back to you with the time and date, and you will help us spring clean the Morning Scramble.
We hope you didn't hear this. The scramble screwed up.
Did you fall over?
No. I can stand just fine.
I look down. I look up. I hear a sound and what looks to be you cattywampus.
I was taking a step closer to the microphone and I moved my arm and I hit the chair, but everything is fine. I'm fine.
And that's going to start Thursday night. Extreme Cold Watch going all the way into midday coming up on Saturday.
Did you say Extreme Cold Watch?
Oh, I wish I did say Extreme Cold Watch.
Cold Watch?
It's an Extreme Cold Watch.
Dang it!
But I want to put a pin in Extreme Cold Watch.
Extreme Cold Watch would be awesome.
You have access to the machinery at St. Lou Millis.
By taking them to a radio court of law with jury in a hurry.
19 to 20% of the time. I meant to say 99% of the time.
19 to 20% of the time. It works every time.
It's like Sex Panther, male cologne.
Not even a good percentage. Okay, what is this song? What's
it's called Fever Dream, Claire. This is brand new by Alex
Eric.
Warren. You're welcome. What is this song? Were you asking or did you know the answer?
I was asking Chad. He brought it from the future and you just stole it.
Back it off, Eric.
I'm so sorry. Now I feel bad. Why'd you ask him one more time?
The best of the worst of the morning scramble.
Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.